Great pleasure standing on the privilege of our senior pastor that I invite Pastor Daniel Olawande of RCC, the envoy and the convener of the young ministers. Let's put our hands together for him.
Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise. If you are shouting for me, that is too much. But if you are doing it for Jesus, can it be louder? Can it be stronger? Can it be louder? Make it very loud for Jesus. Lift up your two hands and just add a shout to it and just scream and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice. Can you make it louder for Jesus? Make it louder for Jesus. Amen. I know people like to be told that the longer your shout, the bigger your blessing. No, we are not doing that. Can you do it for Jesus until you are tired? Don't stop. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Give God praise. Give God glory. Give God praise. Give God glory. Give God praise. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I want to thank God for this opportunity given to me to be here today. I'm excited to be here. We thank the Lord for the life of our pastor, Pastor Bojo Imadi. Please, can we celebrate Pastor? And Mama Tunyo Imadi for the opportunity given to me to be here. I always come for one back and I sit down somewhere there. And I know that this day will come. Yeah, and I'm excited to see the fulfillment of this. I'm excited. It's not a right, but it's a privilege. And I thank God for this platform. It's a platform I honor, I celebrate, I cherish so much. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. I came here with my beautiful doctor wife. Celebrate Dr. Olawande Oluwanifemi for me. Thank you for coming. You know, when you are preaching and you are looking at your wife, the thing gets deeper. So get ready for something today. Because I am not alone. Hallelujah. I bring greetings from my beautiful children. Celebrate them. Thank them for making life easy for me. And I have to thank my father and the Lord, Pastor Adeboye, for always releasing me to do this. Yeah. Is that the way you celebrate my father? Please celebrate Adigio. Celebrate Pastor Adeboye, my father and the Lord. Is a man with a large heart. What God is using me to do in RCCG is because I have a father that allows me. We thank God. Father, we thank you for today. We give you the praise. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Sweet Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal with the Lord, co-equal, co-eternal with the Father. Thank you for always sending me as your envoy. I'm not the most qualified and the man who's anointed, but the mercy of the Lord can qualify me. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus in this place today. Let your word come with power, and I vow not to take the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Have you seen like kings and queens in God's presence? Hallelujah. I feel like saying Happy New Year to everybody. I celebrate all the ministers that have ministered. I'm preaching this afternoon on the emergence of fireful kingdom envoys. The emergence of fireful kingdom envoys. I am sent to raise the burning generation. When I think about myself, I think fire. When I look at the mandate of God upon my life, it is fire. And one thing I'm sure for, and I'm very sure of, in this session, is that the fire of the Lord will invade this house. When we say, thy kingdom come, When we say thy kingdom come, what we are saying is that the nature of the Lord comes. You see, they asked Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 6. He was teaching them how to pray. And he said to them, after this manner, pray. He didn't say this prayer, pray. It means the nature and the structure of the prayer should follow this pattern. Because it wasn't only that prayer he prayed throughout his ministry. He said, after this, meaning your prayer should follow this pattern. And when I x-rayed that prayer pattern, I saw, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. The heart cry of Jesus is that before I ask for my need, can I see your kingdom come? Before I begin to travel for the things I desire, can your kingdom come? Before we get to give us this day our daily bread, can we address the issue of your kingdom first? And I began to wonder, what is this kingdom? Is it the same kingdom we are going to? If we are going there, why should the kingdom come? And the Lord showed me that there's a kingdom of heaven and there's a kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is where we are going to. The kingdom of God is what is working in us. Those who will go to kingdom of heaven must carry kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the nature of God. The kingdom of God is the power of God. The kingdom of God is the influence of God. That is what you need to use to operate in this place. You are going to the kingdom of heaven, but carry the kingdom of God. That's why I say, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The element that defines the kingdom is the power and the glory of God. So one day he told them, he said, don't look here or there. Don't look here or there. The kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. Don't be looking for this kingdom everywhere. Anyone that is born again, neither shall they say, lo here or there, for behold, where is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is within you. The day you accept Jesus and you come into this thing, the element of God's kingdom, the power, the glory is at work within you. What I came to do here is to stir up the kingdom within you. You are not empty. It is painful when you walk as if you are empty. It's painful when you walk as if you carry nothing. I came to tell you the kingdom is within you. Say that the kingdom is within me. Say the kingdom is within me. See, I carry the kingdom of God. The kingdom talks about the nature of God. It talks about the power of God. It talks about the life of God. If we are crying that the kingdom should come, then the kingdom needs men and women who are kingdom functionaries who will manifest the nature everywhere. The Lord is counting on you, waiting for people who will manifest this kingdom everywhere. Jesus was preaching somewhere in the book of Matthew chapter 9 from verse 35 to 38. He was preaching about the kingdom. Jesus went about all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What was he doing? He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What was this element of this preaching? What happened? He was healing the sick and diseases among the people. Jesus was preaching about the kingdom, and that preaching was manifested in healing and delivering. He was preaching about the kingdom, and that thing was manifested in healing people, in delivering people. Next verse. And when he was done healing and delivering, he looked at his disciples.
When he saw the multitude, he said, these people look as if they have no shepherd. And he was burdening him. He was sad. What did he say next verse? He said, the harvest is plenteous. But the kingdom functionaries that we do this thing, I'm doing, they are few. The harvest is truly plenteous. For the kingdom of God to spread all over the earth is a serious work. But those who truly carry this thing, that can replicate this thing, they are few. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? The harvest is plenteous. The Lord wants to win the city. The Lord wants to affect every part of the world. But those who will carry the element of the kingdom and introduce the influence and the nature of God all over the city, they are few. Where are they? But I told God today, the harvest is plenty. The laborers are here. Oh, they are not few. Where are they? They are not few. Where are they? Where are they? He was preaching the kingdom, and it was manifested in healings and miracles and signs and wonders. Oh, Jesus. Anywhere you see the kingdom, you will see signs and wonders. If there is no sign and wonder, there is no kingdom. Because the nature of God heals. The nature of God delivers. The nature of God liberates. So people are carrying their problem everywhere because men who should carry the kingdom nature, they are scarce. Look at what Jesus said. He said, if I by the finger of God cast out demons. Luke 11:20. If I by the kingdom of God cast out demons, then the kingdom has come to you. Meaning, casting out demons is a manifestation of the presence of the kingdom. See, but if I with the finger of God cast out demons, what happened? No doubt, what happened? The kingdom of God is come upon you. So, anytime you cast out a demon, what are you doing? You are introducing the kingdom of God. And in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18, Jesus described for us what believers should be doing, not apostles. He described for us what a Christian should be doing, not what pastors should be doing. A pastor should be a coordinator of miracle workers. Are you following him? The pastors are not the ones to be doing miracles. They are the ones to equip the ministers to do miracles. Hello, ma. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. What God is saying is that when you come to church on Sunday, our testimony should be, I raised the dead yesterday in my place of work. Somebody fainted in the market. I woke the person up. This happened. I did this one. Then pastor will say, all miracle workers, God bless you. Take more fire for the next week. Take more fire for next week. Take more fire for next week. So, you come on Sunday to be charged. Then you enter the marketplace and begin to discharge. Sunday service is like power bank. We come to inject you with some fire. Then when you go to work on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, Friday, miracles. Jesus didn't do miracle in church. Every miracle was on the streets. This was when it was going that a miracle happened. They didn't have to do healing service because healing can happen everywhere. The shadow of Peter was not healing the sick in church. The shadow of Peter was a street anointing. Revival is no revival until it leads church to streets. Kingdom functionaries. You don't need to carry the title of a pastor. All you need to do is to be a believer. A fellow staff calls you. HR, I can't come to work. My daughter is in ICU. Say, give her the phone. What's her name? Rachel. Kakalaba karo kakua. Keruzazia. Rachel, get where? Report to work tomorrow, she'll be fine. And as you drop the call, Rachel sneezed. And you are not a pastor. Mama, you are not a carpet. The problem is that we have limited this thing to pastors. Hey, and pastors are carrying too many burden. Instead of them to be preaching, they are healing the sick. They are supposed to edify and grow you, but they are doing something else. Because you, the kingdom functionary, you're not doing anything. You enter a bus with a person that is possessed. Your presence will cast out the demon without you talking. By sitting next to you, say, "Boss, stop. Stop. Why are you stopping? Fire. Fire." And you are not talking. You are just laughing. If the shadow of Pista can heal the sick, your presence can cast out demons. Say fire. Shout fire. Shout fire. The problem is that we are not carrying anything. Mark 16:17-18. Show me that scripture. It says, "These signs shall follow them that are apostles, them that are bishops, them that are evangelists." Who? Are you a believer? When you gave your life to Christ, what did they call you? Are you a believer? If you are a believer, this scripture is your scripture. "These signs shall," when I'm using scripture, don't put picture. "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name." What would they do? The primary school of a believer is casting out demons. Meaning the least of us should be able to cast out demons. Can I give you 1 second? Say, "Every demon in my father's house, in my place of work, around me, what are you waiting for? Get out now. 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 In the name of Jesus." This Amama Kota Pelentuswa. Wait. Please come. 4 of you. Please come. Just follow me. I gave my life to Christ today. I did not have a PhD in theology. All I did was to say, "Jesus, I accept you." They say, "From that day, these things will follow me. In my name, he will cast out demon. Casting out demon, follow me." Show me next one. Show me next one. From day one. What we have put number 2? Speak in new tongues. Following me. What we have put number 3? I will take up serpent. It will not hurt me. What's this one? If I drink poison. Somebody came to my disciple. "Hello, sir. I poisoned you 3 times. Why did you die?" He said, "I didn't even know you poisoned me." He's coming here on Monday, Reverend Samson. He said, "You gave me, I poisoned me 3 times. I didn't know. Sorry." You see, let me tell you something. There was a time in my life when I hit in a dream, I fall sick when I wake up. When I saw this scripture, I said, "Satan, thank you. Yesterday, it was carbohydrate you brought. Tomorrow, why not bring pounded yam and vegetable soup?" Devil knows when you know. The reason why devil is tormenting you, he knows you don't know. The day you know, Satan moves. From that day to today, Satan is nowhere to be found. "They shall take deadly things. It shall not hurt them." What's the next one? Next verse. Come on. "They will lay hands on the sick. They shall recover." They have not went. They didn't go to theology school. Man. They were not ordained as a pastor in church. All, the only thing they did was to become born again. "These signs shall follow them that believe." Pastor, what if I lay hands on the sick? They don't get well. He didn't say they will get well. They shall recover. Recovery can be 2 weeks. Well, are you following me? What I'm saying is that no, they cannot die. The Bible told me they shall recover. So if I lay hands on them, they don't get well tomorrow again. Lay hands. When doctor, and my wife is a doctor, when they give you drugs, they take 2, 2, 2, 3, 1, for 3 weeks. 2, 2, 2, 3 weeks. Then after 3 weeks, you are fine. Why not do 2, 2, 2, 3 weeks? In the morning, lay hands. In the afternoon, lay hands. In the night, layers. In the yaka 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 time. They shall recover. Say they shall recover. Sir, don't allow anybody die in your house again. If they are sick, layers. If they don't get well, layers again. If they don't get well, layers again. If they don't get well, layers again. But tell yourself, you shall recover. Listen, I gave my life to Christ today. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. I gave my life to Christ today. They are following me. This sign shall follow them. What do you notice? They stop because you are not moving. If you stop, they stop. Let's move. You are not doing miracles because you are not moving. A believer should look for trouble. A believer should look for trouble. Go and look for the sick. Lay hands on them. Look for the devil. Cast them out. And guess what? In my name, they gave you ATM card. You are afraid of withdrawing. God dashed your card. He said, withdraw. He said, Lord, I don't want to take too much money. Is he complaining? He said, in my name. You are like, ah, Zazi, I don't want this thing. Eh? Hope you won't call me a glutton. When I buy too much, it's a seed that can never run dry. He doesn't even know you are taking. He's not aware you took anything. Why are you afraid of spending the name? Somebody shout the name. Don't explain your problem. Address them. You talk too much. You talk too much. Hey, my head, oh, my family. Oh, have you spoken to them? He has given us a name above all names. That the mention of the name of Jesus. Every name. And every tongue. Can I give you 1 minute to address every name? Speak to them. Speak to them. Speak to them. Spy. Shaka tata tata. Ella broke up of us. Aye. Amen. Listen. Do you believe you are anointed? The only anointing you need is to be a believer. Pastor, they have not ordained me. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I already know you. I ordain you a prophet unto the nations. You are ordained. The one they do in church is acting the script. You are anointed. The kingdom is when you manifest God. Why are you afraid of manifesting Him? Why? Pastor, what if it doesn't happen? If He can't share His glory, He can't share His shame. If nothing happens, it's not you. At least pray. What if it happens? People have died because we are afraid. God is looking for who is there, who is there, and you are there. There was a guy I was afraid for in the scripture. His name is called Ezekiel. God came to him. I sought for a man among them. I didn't find. Who he make the edge? I couldn't find. Ezekiel turned to Esamo. God said he sought for a man among you. You couldn't find. You didn't ask yourself a question. You are looking for a man. What about me? But there's another guy called Isaiah. God said, who shall I send? Can't be a sick. What? Who shall you send? What shall they do? Here I am. Send. God is asking that question when there's a sick person. Who shall I send? He's asking that question when there is a demon. Who shall I send? Why are you timid? Who do you like this? You have been affected by many failures that you are afraid of trying again. They asked Riabonke, if you prayed for 100 people and 99 didn't get well, what will happen? He said, I will pray for the 100 person as if the 99 didn't exist. It's the power of God, not my power. He chose when he wants to do it. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Say, Father, I am ready. As a kingdom functionary, as a kingdom emissary, from today, I enter into the realities of power. I manifest your power everywhere I go. I manifest your power everywhere I go. I manifest your power. Please sit down. Korabashuntaya. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 to 21. Show me that scripture. This kingdom thing we are talking about. He said the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. If it is the kingdom, it is power. Ah. Emi awon woli ipa re ga opo. Emi awon woli ipa re ga opo. Toro gbogbo lo le se ka. Gbogbogu lo le se. Ase ti ko si. Ipa re ga opo. Hey. Toro gbogbo lo le se gbogbogu You think your problem is too big, not before my God. You think that battle is okale manutai. The kingdom of God is not in wars, it's in power. If you partner with him, power will flow. If you partner with him, power will flow. If it is the kingdom, there is power. Matthew 11, 12. He said, from the time of John the Baptist, hey, until now, the kingdom of God suffers gragra. The kingdom of God suffers violence. It takes men who will say no. It takes men who will say no. Devil, not anymore. Devil, not anymore. Over my children, not anymore. Over my family, not anymore. The reason why you are still where you are is that you have accepted it. I need people that can say no. Devil, not anymore. This sickness cannot stay. I'm a kingdom person. Not anymore. The kingdom of God suffers violence. Violence. The violent, they take it by force. Torongo go la lesha. Bogogo. I said, you go see. Ha. Listen. 2 years ago, around July to August, close to my birthday, I became sick. I don't fall sick, but the sickness was so serious, I had to cancel all ministrations. I went to the hospital. Doctor looked at me. He said, Pidane. I said, ma, where are your prayer warriors? My wife was there. The doctor is asking me, where are my prayer warriors? He said, how can you have this kind of diagnosis? You are too young for this. He said, did you offend God? What is it? Now, don't blame the doctor. The doctor is a Christian doctor. He knows that this one is offer. This one is not medicine. Are you following me? This one is not, this one is for arrow. He said, Peter, are you sleeping? I was weeping. My wife said, babe, why are you weeping? I said, doctor is asking me, where are my prayer warriors? Who should preach to doctor? Do you know what I did? I told my PA, cancel all programs. Meaning, send me to myself first. If I'm... So we cancel everything. I locked the door of my prayer room. Torong gbogbo la lese. Gbogbogun la lese. Ase ti ko si loro re. Ipa re ga Oh God. I closed the door of my prayer room. I carried communion. I've been preaching power of communion. Let's prove it if it's a work. I carried anointing oil. I said, if I've been preaching this year and it's working, come and try it on me now. I carried the word. I sat down in the prayer room. Morning, I will administer communion. In the afternoon, I said, I can't eat your flesh and my flesh is rotting. I can't drink your blood and sickness will be destroying my blood. Except communion is a lie. Go. I said it. Let it be that before you call a pastor, prove that you are a Christian. If God is not worthy of serving, let's know it's a scam. Have you prayed and said, God, like the woman with the issue of blood, if I may touch, let it be that you have knocked the door and nothing happened. Before you start explaining, let it be that you have fasted and prayed and God didn't do anything. I took communion morning, took communion afternoon, took communion night. I took anointing oil, anoint myself. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call upon the elders. Let them anoint him with oil. There's no elder here. I'm the elder. I am the elder here. Let the weak say, I am strong. Not let them tell them they are strong. I tell myself, oh, I know that. Then I carry scriptures. Jeremiah 15, 16, thy words were found and I did eat them. I began to eat. I hit in the morning. I hit scripture in the night. I hit scripture in the afternoon. I sat down with that scripture for like 2 weeks. I said, if you don't heal me, then I won't preach healing again. That means you are a scammer. He likes you to test him. He likes it. Proof. You can't tell me the power is not real. He healed me. I know. Pastor Apostle was talking about pain. Those that sow in tears, tears can be a seed. That pain pushed me into something. After like 3 weeks, I returned back to the hospital. The doctor looked at the news card. He said, what God cannot do. Go. Asceticos. Why are you a Christian if there is no power? All this professing Christianity is fake. It's nothing worse. You know scripture. I know you know. Do you know the power? I know you know the verses. You know the chapters. You know the Greek and Hebrew. But do you know the power behind it? He said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Do you know the power behind the scriptures? I know you can interpret it, but do you know the power that makes it work? He sent forth his word. He healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hear me, sir. You might say what we say, but not see our result. It's not saying what we are saying. It's knowing the power that produced what we are saying. There are 7 sons of Sceva. They saw what Paul did. They said, we adjure you in the name of Jesus, that Paul preached. They didn't, you know, their father was high priest. They didn't mention the name of Sceva. Meaning their father has no rank. Even though he was high priest, he was not high. So they didn't even talk about their father. They said, in the name of Jesus, that Paul preached. The demon slapped them, beat them. He said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Meaning you can say what we say and devil. It's not about what you say. It's about which mouth is saying it. The name of Jesus is powerful. Is he powerful in your mouth? That's why we are here. I came to show you your identity. A believing identity is a miraculous identity. Christianity is not powerlessness. If there is no power, it's not Christianity. Go and serve Juju. If you will serve God, God is power. This power doesn't only heal the sick. It can affect your business. He said, consider the Lord. Deuteronomy 18. Who gave her the power to get wealth? Even to get wealth, you need power. To make money, to make billions, you need power. My financial mentor told me, he said, Daniel, he said, forget those who are making money in this country. He said, the rich man, this rich man, in your house, you have him. Just leave it. In your house, there's no house here that doesn't have at least one thing of him. If you don't get it, he said, God told him to go for prayer work in Ikoyi and VI for 7 days. So every night, he'll be praying. Kabaya kata kata. And for the seventh night, he saw this man with seven following him. When he's like this, the guy's on that side, the same time. When he's coming, the guy, and on this fourth day they met. Losa, how are you, sir? We'll see tomorrow. And that man, the man called him. Hello? This my mentor, his daughter, and the daughter of this man, they attend the same school, so you can know. He said, hello, sir. Who told you to be praying in VI and Ikoyi at night? He said, God. He said, okay. He came with seven to do. He too, he was there doing. You now think money is natural. Money is spiritual. I'm talking of the money in Nigeria. You know the money. The number one. The money. After selling things to you, he's still doing. And you are snoring. Shout fire. If you are fireless, devil will waste you. And no man, you don't, if you don't want to be a pastor like me, but carry fire for your children. You don't want to be a pastor like me, but carry fire for your family members. You don't know the people, your children, they are meeting in school. You don't know who they are meeting somewhere. At least carry fire for your family members. So, at least carry fire for your church members. So, carry fire for your friends. So, these are getting bad, though, sister. Carry fire. You can't be normal. You need to be abnormal, above normal. To manifest kingdom, the kingdom is not in wars, but in power. What is this power? The power is the fire of God. Matthew 3:11. John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. The one coming after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to lose. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. John said, the one coming will give you fire. You need fire. Even Jesus declared his manifesto in Luke 12:49. If you can get for me TPT, he said, I have come to set the earth on fire. How I wish it were already ablaze with a fiery passion for the Lord. Jesus said, I have come to set you on fire. If Jesus came to set you on fire, why are you fireless? Hebrews 12:28-29. Our God is a consuming fire. If your father is a consuming fire, why are you a fire extinguisher? Not your Mali. Fire doesn't mean shouting fire. It means carrying power of God. You can be shouting it and not carry it. Are you following me? Fire means carrying the power of God. To carry fire means to be passionate and crazy about God. It means to be excited, enthusiastic about God. Romans 12:11. I will like the TPT passion. TPT version. Romans 12:11. He said, be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion towards him boiling hot, radiating with the glow of the Holy Ghost as you serve the Lord. He talks about crazy enthusiasm. He talks about boiling passion. He talks about the excitement that is not normal. Radiation that is strange. Men that are on fire. You don't beg them to come to church. Enthusiasm. Crazy one. Their passion for evangelism and God is boiling. Say boiling.
Boiling.
They say, until they tell your own is too much, you can't get too much from him. Their passion is boiling hot. They are excited about church. Excited about work of God. Thank you. It's fire. Excited about the glory. Excited about the work. Excited about the house. Excited about the mandate. Excited about... David said, I was glad when I was told, let us go to the house of the Lord. He said, a day in your house is better than a thousand outside. That guy was crazy for God. Until you are crazy, you can't carry this thing. Radiating with glow. When they look at you, they see him. See, any prayer warrior that you see that is ugly is not praying. You see my wife, Ash is beautiful. Come in, I'll come and show her face. You see my Ash is beautiful. Show it. Let them see how fine my wife is. This is the face of prayer. Show her now. Show her face now. That's the face of prayer. Prayer is beautiful. My God. Show me mama. That is the face of prayer. That is the face of prayer. Any prayer warrior that is ugly is not praying. That person is a complaint warrior. They are only complaining, they are not praying. When Moses prayed, his face was glowing. When Jesus prayed, his face was changed. If your face is cool, where did you get your own from? Where did you come from? When Stephen prayed, they said his face was shining. How come your own face is okunu go? Where did you get your own face from? Say fire. Fire beautifies. Fire glorifies. Fire beautifies. If you stay in his presence, you will shine. You see, I'm looking fresh. It's fire. Fire cooks. Clock it. Fire cooks. Malachi chapter 3 verse 2. Kabai kalona katai. It shall be as a refiner's fire. He said, who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeared? He's like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. Verse 3. What will he do? He shall sit as a refiner's fire and purifier of silver, that he should purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Nobody values a raw gold. Fire purifies gold. You are buying gold because it's purified. The raw gold is ugly. When fire of God comes upon you, you will slay. But while you are slaying, you are slaying demons also. Kapa lamanata, shall fire. Say fire, yeah. I came to announce to you need fire. He said that you have fire or you have fire. You hear me? If you miss the fire of God, you will still miss one fire, a fire. So it's better you burn so you don't. Pastor, what are you saying? Let me show you how heaven looks like. You think heaven has flowers? You think heaven has flowers? Say heaven. Oh, flowers. Discam yourself. Show me Daniel 7:9. Let me show you heaven. I beheld the thrones were cast down. Who sat? Earthquaking door. The ancient of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, the hair of his head like pure wool, his throne like a The wind has what? It takes fire to sit on fire. His chair is fire. The tire, the wheel of his chair is fire. Show me next verse. See the sweet one. Look at what happened. What kind of stream? River Benue. River Niger. River Nile. Mississippi. What kind of river? A fiery stream. A river of fire. He shoot from under him. Meaning, he was inside the river. But that river is river of fire. Then thousands, thousands, 10,000 were inside the fire. You better burn now. Because what you are going to, you are staying inside fire. In heaven, you will be standing inside where? A fiery stream. Jeremiah, and why? Say fire. This is how heaven looks like. So where do you get wrong if you are cold? Who taught you coldness? He said, I will spit you out of my mouth. You are neither cold nor hot. To carry the kingdom power is to carry his fire. I'm not saying be shouting fire every day. I'm saying burn. Be burning. Be burning. Be filled with his power. Pastor, why do I need fire? Number one, fire is an amplifier. Fire. Your generation will not hear you if you lack fire. Fire is an amplifier. It amplifies your voice before your generation. Fire. Your business, your business will not move until you carry some level of fire. Fire is an amplifier. Number two, why should I burn? Why should I carry fire? It gives you authority and audacity to declare. 2 Kings 1:9-10. 2 Kings 1:9-10. Some guys came to harass Elijah. He said, if I be a man of God, let fire fall. It takes fire to declare. Some battles in your life are messing up with you, but you are quiet because you lack fire. Fire gives you audacity. It gives you authority. Fire gives you authority. The devil is afraid of you when you carry fire. The devil is afraid of you when you carry fire. You are bold to talk. You can roast the works of darkness. 1 John 3:8. For this reason, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy, annihilate, vanquish, devastate the works of darkness. When the works of darkness come, say, hey, out! In the name of Jesus, they are roasted. You need fire to deal with the works of darkness. Remember, I told you in Luke chapter 11, verse 20, he said, if I by the finger of God cast out demons, the kingdom is come. To manifest the kingdom truly, you must cast out demons. Cast out affliction. One girl came to me. He said, Pastor, I will commit suicide. I was begging her, don't die. She said, Papa, I will die. I said, please don't die. She said, I will die. I'm tired. I said, don't die. She was with myself. She said, shut up. Death. Leave. You are not die. I won't die. I won't die. I won't die. I won't die. What therapy cannot do? Fire be did. I was begging her not to happen. As soon as I switched to fire, she said, I won't die. She's still alive. She's still alive tonight. Don't allow the devil. When you give devil attention, he gives you direction. Don't allow the devil dictate to your family. Don't allow the devil dictate to your children. Don't allow the devil dictate to your household. When you see the devil, cast it out. Number three. And is it three or four? Anyone that God will use to do anything, he will put the signature of fire on them. Hebrews 1:7. Who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers flames of fire? If you are a minister and you lack fire, you end up in misery. It takes fire to represent God. You can't represent the consuming fire with ice block. Whenever he finds somebody he wants to use, he places fire on them. Because of time. I will continue on Saturday. When I come on Saturday, I will do the second part of this fire. But let me try and close this one. You see, what is the source of fire? The day you give your life to Christ, fire comes. Pastor, how? Matthew 3:11. He that cometh after me is better than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to loose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Meaning, encounter with Jesus is an encounter with fire. So the day you say yes to Jesus, there is fire on your inside. Are you following me? Salvation is the spark of the fire. Baptism in the Holy Ghost is the endowment with fire. There is a fire on your inside. Let me ask you a question. When you want to burn, when you strike a match stick with a matchbox, what quenches the fire? What quenches the fire? Huh? Hair, right? When a fire is burning a forest, what spread the fire? The same air that quenches a fire can spread the fire. At salvation, the fire is coming, but it can be quenched by air. At baptism, the hair spread the fire. So when you strike a match to the matchbox, you try to cover it from here. You try to do like this, so that the hair will not quench the fire. But when you are trying to burn a forest, it is the hair that helps you spread it. So when you give a life to Christ, there is a spark of fire. If you are not careful, it can be killed and quenched by the affairs of life. But when you enter the realm of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost now begins to spread it. It can't be killed. What should kill it is now spreading it. Now, the battles that should kill your fire at the beginning is now the battle spreading it. Now, persecution strengthens you. What drains others now fuels you. What kills others strengthens you. What others cause stumbling block is now your stepping stone. Because now you are the level of baptism of the Holy Ghost. What stops other people's fire is now increasing your fire. Devil thought the killing of Jesus would quench the fire. He didn't know that death is the birth of many Jesus. Bring my items. Number three. Number four, right? This one is more than baptism. You are now inside the Holy Ghost. Baptism is the Holy Ghost came upon you. This one now, you are now immersed. You are now immersed inside the Holy Ghost. You are immersed. Ooh, bring the water store first. Kapai Kalabanda. Yes, Lord. Thank you. This is your life. The day you give your life to Christ, and at baptism, they pour fire inside you. They pour fire. You can be half, you can be full. But the purpose of the Holy Ghost baptism is to make you full. At salvation, you were at the level. At baptism, you became full. You see, this fullness can cause a revival. This fullness can do much. But a believer is not supposed to walk from fullness, but from overflow. That's why he anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. The one on my head is for me. The running over is for my generation. They pour oil on Aaron. It moved from his head to his beard. His beard to his skirt to the floor. How do you know Aaron passed? Trace the oil on the floor. Trace the oil on the floor. I know you are full, but this is not the best of God. I know you are full. It's not the best of God. I know you are full. That's not the best. What is God saying? God is saying, you know you are full inside, but your outside is dry. Your life is making sense, but your impact is limited. You are growing, but you are not a blessing to generation. You are dry on the outside, but you are full on the inside. God is saying, come up, Peter. Come and enter inside. Your surrounding is the fire. You are full inside. You are wet on the outside. If anyone wants to touch you, they have to touch the fire first. When you are outside, they can still touch you. But here, they have to... God is saying, the fourth level is that you must be immersed. Don't just be full. Stay there. He that dwelleth in the sacred place. Not he that visited. Hey! Dwell. Stay there. Why are you coming and going? Many of you, from last year we've been now, you have not done anything tangible. You are back again. Won't you go and come back again next year? Do it. At this level, you don't need to prepare for miracles. You live ready. You don't need to charge. You are charged. Where you dwell in the secret place is your family house. The secret place is your household. There is nothing the devil can do. You are in him. He that wants to touch you, first touch God's eyes. Because you are the apples of God's eyes. You are not coming and going. This is where you are living. God is saying, to carry fire that will affect a generation, dwell. You see how wet my hand is. They can't touch you until they touch God. Because I'm not only full, I'm a master. Follow me. You see, when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, something begins to happen. A river begins to flow from within you. John 7, 35 to 38. He that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. As verse 39, he said, this is speak concerning the Holy Ghost. So he's talking about when a man is full of the Holy Ghost, he will begin to flow. But that's not why I came. The devil already knows that you are flowing, but your flowing is not affecting them. Do you know what the recommendation of God? Show me Isaiah 64 verse 2. I will close. I will continue on Saturday. Isaiah 64 verse 2. When the melting fire burned, the fire caused the waters to boil. There is a water and there's a boiling water. You can't make ever with a cold water. You can't cook anything with a cold water. It has to boil. God is saying, is this thing on? Assume it's on. But you can come and help me check it to say. God is saying that I know a river is boiling. Oh. Wait. I know a river is flowing within you. Show me my scripture. Show me my scripture. He said fire caused the waters to boil. When it's boiling, what will happen? It will make your name known to your adversaries. Your enemies don't respect you until your water is boiling. And make the nations tremble before you. Enemies don't respect your water. Oh, I know a river of living water is flowing. Is it boiling? The Bible says when your water is boiling, your name will be known to your adversaries. When your water is boiling, nations will tremble before you. Now you see, my water is boiling. But note, when you put water inside the kettle, what will happen? Your mouth must be speaking in tongues to keep your water boiling. Are you hearing that sound? That is the sound of tongues. When you start praying in tongues, you are causing your waters to boil. When you start... thank you. It's okay. When you start praying in tongues, you are causing your waters to boil. You have water, but when you start praying, the water begins to boil. Then when the water is boiling, your adversaries have read. I know you have water. Is it boiling? You can come and help me pack it. I know you have water. Is it boiling? Why do we pray without ceasing? To make our water boil. When you speak under this frequency, it cooks. Your battles have not left because you are speaking from cold water. Your conditions stay intact because you are speaking from cold water. You are where you are because you are speaking from cold water. But if you can speak from boiling water, fire, are you still sitting down, somebody? Fire causes the water to boil. And you see the kettle is making noise. There must be a sound coming from your mouth. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you are causing your waters to boil. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost in this house? Cause your waters to boil. 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 Wait. Amen. Listen. As I leave, on Saturday, if God permits me, I will teach on the 100 benefit of speaking in tongues. But sir, when you speak in tongues for like 1 hour, don't end with, in Jesus' name I pray. You have caused the water to boil. Use it to cook. Switch to decree. I decree. In the name of Jesus. I decree. In the name of Jesus. I decree. Wait. Don't speak in tongues and close your Bible. Your water is now boiling. Every table. Your water is not boiling. Amala should be ready. Your water is not boiling. Use it to cook spark. Don't, mama, katwa. Don't just close the Bible. Don't just close your mouth. After causing your waters to boil, speak, decree, thou shalt decree it. It shall be established. Can you cause your water to boil? And when you are done, decree, decree, decree. Shabba, ba, ba, ba.